This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Terry Honey, and you are joining us here live on Facebook or live streaming. Our segment today is on, it's a rebirthing, you know, it's the month of May, and we've been speaking about mental health awareness because of it being the month of May. And I have a guest with me again for part two, and you probably know him, Apostle Joseph Osborne, who's dialing in with us on Zoom, and we're going to chat and just have a short recap on what we spoke about previously. But for today, you know, I just want to help someone today to remember what a Cape Couples of Destiny is all about. It's where love is strengthened, faith is deepened, and marriages are equipped to walk in purpose together, because when two hearts follow God, destiny unfolds. Good afternoon, Apostle Joseph Osborne, all the way in Durban. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon to you, Pastor Terry, to Cape Pulpit listeners. God bless you, family of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I am just so excited for what God is doing here, because I remembered when we spoke at the last conversation we had, there's a lot of emotion that people was feeling and questions they were asking. What kind of feedback have you had, and how do you feel God is moving in the season?
Amen.
Do you want to just share with the listeners how God has moved since our last conversation for you?
Amen. Well, I believe God has done tremendous things, and He's just been strengthening our faith, increasing our faith more in Him, that for us to believe and trust God.
Right.
No matter what the circumstances may look like, we know who God is.
Amen.
And we know that He is faithful.
Amen. I just want to look at, I'm looking at our previous conversation, just a quick recap from what we spoke about. And a lot of it was, you know, how people start thinking things and how it becomes part of their lives and they start acting it out. And you had something that you still wanted to share on that. Would you mind sharing that with the listeners?
I just want to go back to the scripture that we reiterated on in Isaiah 26, verse 3. The word of God says that He will guard him and he will keep you in perfect and constant peace, whose mind is stayed on him, because he leans on God and he hopes confidently in the Lord. And you know, that is very important, that we need to understand that our true peace comes from the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ, that lives within us. He's our Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, according to the scripture, just to add on to Isaiah 26:3, Jesus assures us in his word when he speaks to his disciples in John 14:27, he says, "The peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. I give unto you the peace. And this peace that I give to you, say the Lord," he says, "let not your heart be troubled, nor be afraid." So the peace that we receive from God surpasses all human understanding.
Amen. Amen. So he's the Prince of Peace. And I love that scripture so much. You know, when we're grounded and rooted in God, we can overcome all the wiles of the enemy, especially when it comes with mental torment and lies and all these emotional things that people ride on every day, you know, because whatever thought comes, you act out on the emotion. If you don't take that thought captive, it will just wreck your life. It's going to control you, you know, and this is why we said relationship is different to alignment. You might be in agreement, but you're not in alignment, you know. So when we talk about being in alignment, we're saying be in alignment, spirit, soul, and body, and in alignment with your purpose and your calling, because many people take on things that God didn't give them to do. He didn't call them to do. And this is what we said causes a lot of stress. So there's a lot of pain issues going on, you know, and for now we're looking at this emerald month. It's a green month. I wanted to wear something green and all of that, but I thought, you know what, it's such a beautiful time of new beginnings, because something old must die. Something must die before a new beginning can come. You know, so when the Lord says in Isaiah 43:19, and this is what we are moving with today, because we're saying, God, you've done all of this. You've healed us. And we've seen how men of old and how your disciples, even those who were tormented and people that you ministered to, God, had suffered mental torment, lies from the enemy, and allowed that to control their lives. So we're saying today it dies, because it's the 20th today. And it's a good number, the number of rebirth. It's the number of where all things end. You know, I don't know, I'm not into numerology, but there's certain things that just stands out for me when it comes to spiritual matters. It's a day of transitioning. It's a day of time where we can reflect. So number 20 is also a number for courage, a number for movement, and also stepping into what God has prepared after a season of building. So when you've been building your mindset, you've been building your ministry, you've been building your life, your marriage, and God is saying, now I'm doing something new, right? Apostle, what signs should couples look out for in each other to identify that the enemy is controlling their mind, or that they are not in a safe place, that they are being derailed? What are the signs, do you think?
The main sign that I would say is when the focus is shifted off God. When the focus is shifted of God, you will begin to see that the individual will begin to do things that is contrary to the word of God. You know, you begin to do things that totally is not in alignment to the will of God, to the plan of God, to the purpose of God. And most importantly, you're going to start venturing, doing things outside of God's order. And when you begin to do that, you are opening the door to distortion and also confusion. And so that's why it's very important that we have to incline our ears to hear what God is saying, incline our mind to be in meditation to the word of God, and set our affections on things above. When we are faced with crisis, that we look to God and we trust God and we believe and we know God is able to turn all situations and circumstances around. And so it's truly coming to this place where the couple begins to trust God no matter what. Because where there's unity, there's a commanded blessing.
Amen, amen. I love that. And you know, it's so easy just by listening to conversation, you know, where people's hearts are at. And I like that, you know, but I think a lot of believers also, I've seen this, and I mean, we're all in the kingdom together. We see how when they feel guilty admitting mental exhaustion, because they think it reflects weak faith. What do you think about that?
Well, a lot of times people, and I do honestly agree with you with that point, and sometimes people also think that it's not just only a sign of weakness, it's also a sign where they would think that they have no faith, or it's a sign of sin, which is actually totally error. Because in our previous conversation, we spoke about and we reiterated that God is not just concerned about our spiritual well-being. He's a God that is concerned about your total well-being. And that includes your mental state and your physical state. And Jesus wants you to be made well. And we did discuss that, making reference to John chapter 5, verse 6, where Jesus comes to the man at the pool of Bethesda, and he asks him a question: are you in earnest expectation about getting well? And so we need to know that mental and physical, all of these conditions are serious, and we must take that into consideration. But we know that we have peace and healing and restoration in the Word of God and in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. I like that. You know, I feel like a lot of people want to hold on to the past. And for them to move into a new season, even today being the 20th of May, and may be a day that they decide, I'm putting the past behind me. I am no longer going to be such a heavy weight for my spouse. I want to make my marriage work. Some people's marriages might be hanging in limbo. They might be going through a transition, or they might be in a place where they're not even seeing or watching each other's blind spots. You know, and this is why it's so important for me to say to couples, have other couples of friends, you know, couples that can that you can relate to. You know,
right.
I was reading an article yesterday about how important it is to have people, how friendships and relationships, it helps with healing, it helps keep sanity, and it helps keep you alive, you know, because when you have friends and people that you can connect with, it makes you realize that you're not alone. And I don't know today what you must change, you know, so... Good afternoon, listeners, and here we are back with you. Technical, sure, small technical issue, but don't stress about that. These things happen, right? We are still in the flow with what God is doing. And Apostle, thank you for your patience. You know, you're such a man of grace, my goodness. Thank the Lord. And should we drop the call, we will just continue and log back in again on Zoom. But I know that you'll be with us for a good few minutes still. So, Apostle, we were talking about God's pattern of renewal and how that is actually an alignment. When we said you're coming to an ending, you're actually coming into an alignment, right? So can a rebirth happen without discomfort or loss, in your opinion?
You're bound to face discomfort and loss. But I believe that God has got a perfect plan in everything that he does. And we just got to trust God through the process. We just got to trust the process, and we got to allow ourselves to be led by God through the process, be led by the Holy Spirit, and not by feelings and emotions, because that is deceptive. But I believe that God has got something brand new, and God has something, you know, amazing to come out, whatever you have encountered. He's the God of restoration.
Yes, yes.
He's the God that restores what we've lost. Amen. Praise Amen. God. And so we look to God and we trust God and we keep the main thing, and that is Matthew 6, verse 33, is to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. And all these other things that we need shall be added unto us. I believe, I truly believe that God can turn every disappointment around. It is a divine appointment for the perfect will and plan and purpose of God to come together for your life.
Amen, amen. You know, what I like that, you know, when we yield into that, it's basically, you know, when you give God control. So how do you, how does couples support each other when one person is emotionally tired or mentally overwhelmed? How would you support your wife, let's say, if she was in that position?
The important thing is first taking the time out to listen to her. It's taking time out to listen. And I think that's very, very, very important, because your wife would want to know, well, my wife would want to know that she is acknowledged and that she is present and that she is not overlooked. And when I do take the time to listen to her, I will be able to understand her. I will be able to speak with her and encourage her and be able to be a support structure alongside her and lifting her up and praying with her and encouraging her. Praise God, as we look to God together. And I truly believe it's you showing yourself that you are present with her in this situation.
Amen.
She's not alone.
Amen. I love the scripture that comes to mind in Galatians 6 verse 2. It says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way will fulfill the law of Christ. So, just give me a moment.
Passie vir roeping en mense. Kaapse Kansel.
All right. So what's happening is that when we say in the scripture, there could be times where people might have a season where we want God to heal the mind before he can transition them into something new. And some people don't wait on that moment for God to do that. You know, they're just transitioned. Mm. They don't get healed. And this is where we hear and always hear the phrases, oh, you know, you have a pastor bleeding from the pulpit kind of thing, you know. And you can discern and pick these things up there. But the thing is, endings don't feel spiritual normally. You know, they feel very painful for a lot of people, you know. So sometimes it'll be a loss or disappointment or just discouragement can come so easy. But how do you know when God is calling you to begin again? Instead of holding on to the past, how do you know that God is calling you? And people might be listening today saying, I know God is calling me, but I'm afraid. I don't want to let go of this relationship, or I don't want to let go of this. It's too nice, you know. We hold on to the things that is binding us into, into a place where we shouldn't be. So what are your thoughts on that?
I believe that God has got great in store for everybody. And you've got to believe that for yourself, that God has got great in store for you. God has got better in store for you. And you cannot keep yourself tied down and weighed down to something or someone that's draining you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You got to come to this place where you got to realize that God has better for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe the place that you are in, you might think it's what God wants for you, but God is saying, listen, I've opened the door for you.
Yes,
but you cannot perceive the door that I've opened for you because you're holding on to the door that is closed.
Mm.
And we got to know that God closes some doors in our life for protection, but God also opens doors in our life, new beginnings, new chapters that no man can close. Praise God. Mm-hmm. But the key is for us is letting go.
Yes.
That's the challenging part.
Yes.
It's letting go. And it's trusting God through the process, letting go and allowing God to be God in the situation and in your life, knowing that the plans he has for you is better, is greater, praise God, and he's the God of restoration.
Right.
And he has greater in store for you.
Mm-hmm. I love the scripture. It says in Isaiah 43, 18 to 19, forget the former things. You know, and this is where we want to help people to press into forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. You see, because when we dwell in the past, then we cannot move forward because we're still holding on to heavy baggage. You know, so it's not easy for us to cross over because we need to let some baggage off of our lives. And when I think about the story of I think this morning when I was driving, I had to check the vehicle and checking my tires, you know, because and I realized, oh, no, I'm driving my husband's vehicle today. But my vehicle, he's driving because it needs to go in for a service. And I realized that my vehicle's wheel alignment is out. And I think he's just protecting me, saying, no, honey, you take my car. Let me rather, whatever happens, I can manage it. So I figured that, you know, being out of alignment can cause major accidents. It can cause you to go off the road. It can cause you to even overturn. It can cause so many things. And this is the kind of alignment we're talking about today as couples.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be in alignment of doing something in ministry or with your purpose or your call and someone else is not coming into alignment, especially your partner who is each other's helpmates and, you know, each other's prayer partners and warriors in the making, you know. So when we look at all of this and we say, God, you're a God of restoration, Joel 2:25 says restoration is God's speciality. And I like that.
Amen.
You know, God uses endings as doorways. Ecclesiastes 3, it talks about, it says, you know, the door shall be open for you and some doors shall be shut. And many of us, like you said earlier, you don't want to open the door, or sometimes they put a wedge in there to, hello, just hold on a bit, don't open so wide yet, you know? And we use wedges and all kind of door stoppers to stop the door from opening wide. So how many of you are ready today to open up wide, you know, so that the King of Glory can come in and so that God can have his way with us in this moment? So, Apostle, God doesn't waste seasons. I believe he redeems them for his purpose, you know. And when we talk about getting into new season, into new life, forgetting what is behind, stepping forward, even if you're unsure, what does that new season look like for others or for yourself, even for ministry? What would you say to a listener out there today about the new season? What should they look out for?
I believe the God that we serve is a God of new things. And he loves doing new things. And as you've reiterated in Isaiah, forget the past. And obviously verse 19 talks about that in Isaiah 43. Verse 18 says, forget the past. Verse 19 says, behold, God is doing something new. Can you not perceive it? And so I truly believe that God is doing something new, but the challenge is, can you perceive it? Because the new thing that God is doing, the word of God says it's springing forth. But it says, again, can you perceive it? So what is clouding your perception? And obviously, when you don't get into the Word of God, your mind is going to be clouded by the surroundings, and you're not going to perceive the new thing that God is doing. You're just going to perceive the challenge or the problem or the situation that is in front of you, this mountain that is in front of you. You think it's so big, but we believe and we know that with God, all things are possible. So we need to perceive that God is doing a new thing, and he loves doing new things. He's a God of new things, amen, a new season, a new beginning, a new chapter, a new life, a new start, amen. He's the giver of life, amen, and God only has new things for us as his people, praise God, as we come to him. He's a God that restores us, amen, and we become brand new. A new creation in Christ Jesus.
You know, I'm thinking about people who need to healed what they have in their hand, like submit whatever you have that is not yours to carry. We spoke on the first session where we said where people pick up things or they think to do things where God didn't give it to them to do. And that kind of overwhelm is still holding them in positions, even in the churches, in their lives, in their ministry, and in their workplace. They are doing things that they're not supposed to do. And this is what holds them back from moving forward. So I'm asking listeners today, what is it in your life that you need to let go of, that you're afraid to let go of, because you're thinking of the what if? But what about even moving forward if you're unsure? Sometimes we hear the word, do it afraid. We can't do it afraid. We do it with faith, you know, because we're not going to move in fear. We're going to move with what God says, because faith doesn't need all full clarity. It doesn't need the whole picture. God doesn't roll it out for us like that. He gives us one step at a time, word upon word, precept upon precept. And all he requires from us is our obedience. Just to say, yes, Lord, you know. Because many times the yes is what matters to someone else. I always say to someone, if you are not stepping up to be a fivefold minister or whatever it is, and you're not saying yes, someone is suffering because you're saying no. You know, they need what you have. So there are three things that I want to help some people with today to help your mental health right away, which is things that I know helps you get into that space with the Lord. Number one is to go take a walk. Sometimes you get overwhelmed in the environment. Go take a walk, bask in the sun. Just go outside, get away from where you're at. If you're at your computer or if you're in your office or wherever you are, if you're busy in the kitchen, cooking, whatever you are, wherever you're listening from, if you're driving in your vehicle, pull over on the side of the road and just take a stop and look at the things around you, all right? And then look at what God wants you to do going forward. Let's just get Apostle back online again and look at what God wants you to move forward in, right? So, and the second thing that you can do is to laugh more. Don't take everything so seriously. Laugh more, have fun, share jokes with one another. Find a place where you can download jokes. There's lots of them on the internet that you can go for and just enjoy and bask in the things of the Lord. Amen. So that is number two. So number one is go take a walk in the sun, go outside. Number two is laugh more. Don't take everything so seriously. You know, get ministers and people in the kingdom and everyone, you know, they are just so serious about life, they forget to laugh. And number three is get away. My key is always get away from negative people. You have negative people everywhere in life. And these are the ones that really need help with mental challenges that they might be going through. I take a step away from them for a while, Apostle. but there are times that we need to minister to them, but in God's time. What do you think?
Yes. I truly believe that they, you know, taking some time away, a time to assess, a time to reflect, a quiet time with God, you know, being in His presence and seeking His face and seeking God to give you direction and strategy in what you are faced with, so that you don't lean on your own understanding. Mm-hmm. You hear what God is saying and God is leading you and guiding you and directing you through the situation so that you don't cause another mistake or an accident. You don't want to react out of your flesh. No, you don't want to move forward from a place of confusion. But the reason why you want to take time away is time to spend with God so that God can give you clarity. God can give you clarity to the situation, and He can give you strategy in you moving forward, and He can give you direction and show you how to move forward, and that you can move forward with God, in God, trusting God through the process as you meditate on His word, looking to God and believing and knowing by faith that He who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion. Healing
Amen.
Is yours.
Amen. Apostle, if you could just give me one moment, and listeners, just bear with me. I need to just look at co.za, kpulpit.co.za, and you can live stream there, and on the app you will find all of our podcasts and everything, also live show from there. And also on the website, you'll find various options to donate toward the show, become a faithful partner with us. And you know that we're going to be back on air soon. So we are really grateful to God for this media platform where we can share on social media as well. So coming back, we are with Couples of Destiny. I'm still your host, the same host, Terry Honey. And you know what? You've got 3 hours with me today because, well, one of the hours are almost over because year after we call this Wednesdays at the Well with Terry. After we have a guest on, we're going to speak on Her Oil Still Flows, and this is Antoinette Fisser joining me on a beautiful conversation, still hearing God and you know, what is that going to do with your identity? And then on She, A Woman Who Builds, we have Pastor Susie Abram, a well-known woman all over the city. I call her, she's one of the generals here in the city, and she's going to speak, we're going to speak with her about legacy and what are you building right now? Amen. I'm excited about that, Apostle. You know, we have so many things that Amen. People need to hear about, and so many people that are so talented and in and depth, you know, flowing from the well within. And I mean, I listen to you and I hear the depth of our conversation, and the things you share is so on point and so in line with what God has for us in this time, right? So I want to ask if there's anything else that you want to add to our conversation today from what I was speaking about, how we should be able to support one another as and in coming in alignment and being watching the blind spot of your spouse.
I would just like to encourage the viewers and the listeners is that you continue to meditate upon the Word of God. Challenges are going to come. Crises are going to come, but you got to meditate upon the Word of God, and you will receive instructions and directions from God's Word that's going to help you to overcome what you are going through. And know that what you're going through is what you are just going through. It's not meant to stay there permanently. It's only for a season. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God has got greater things, bigger things, better things in store for you. You just got to trust God in everything. Praise God. And don't give the enemy any foothold to come in. That is very important. Very important. So make sure that your mind is full with the Word of God. Your mouth is full with the Word of God. You're not saying what the world is saying. You're only saying what God's Word is saying. And you are praying through it. You are believing and trusting God. You're even taking time out to spend with God in a time of fasting and praying. And you believe in God and you trust in God. And I believe that as you wait in God at the appointed time, He's going to break you out first out of the confinement, the comfort zone, and He's going to break you through into your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough.
Amen, amen. And this is so important, you know. And I was mentioning earlier in the opening of the show, if you didn't hear, if you've joined us at a later time, I was talking about being 20 May today. And that number 20 is so symbolic. It can reflect a lot of things for us, a day of transitioning, a day of courage, a day of movement, and a day of stepping into what God has prepared after your season of building. You know, honestly, there's just so much we can talk about on that. And also, when we're waiting and preparing for our breakthrough, our redemption and transition, I know that this is a season where God completes a process and opening a new chapter for someone today. You want to type amen and say, this is word is for me. I'm in the process. I've been prepared. And whatever difficulty you're going through, don't think it's the end. Look at it as a preparation. Because God is preparing you for something phenomenal. The world may not hear you, or the world may not see you. But we're not in a place where we want to be seen, you know, and heard. And know, people must know who we are by title or whatever. We just want the message of the gospel to go out into all the world, and that people can hear the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, his compassion he has toward his children, and how sincere he is about the life today that is listening, that say, I might not know God the way these people do, but there are ways you can. Right, Apostle?
That's right.
You want to encourage someone today to get to know the Lord?
Amen. 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 And that's very important, that I just encourage you to have a love affair relationship with Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. Have a love affair relationship with the Holy Spirit. He lives within you, and he is there to guide you, to lead you, to direct you, and also to build a stronger fellowship and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And knowing that all that you need is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your healing is in Jesus. Your Amen. Salvation, your peace, your joy, a Amen. New beginning, a new Amen. Life, a new chapter is all found and secured in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you Amen. Make him your Lord and your personal Savior today.
Amen. Amen. I declare that this is your season, your emerald season, your time to step into new territories, as you heard Apostle say that, how you can also know the Lord as your Savior. When you do this, I can promise you that I know that your mind will heal when you surrender your thoughts, take them captive, and listen to everything that we've been guiding you with, whatever Apostle's been guiding you with on the previous show as well. And we will share with you how to know God. You know, Romans 10 verse 9 to 10 says that if you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, you confess with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, you shall be saved. So when you say that prayer and ask the Lord to forgive you, you shall surely be saved. Amen. I just decree and declare over you that your heart will also recover. Your identity will strengthen. And what felt like pressure in this time will become the very place where God forms a beautiful thing in you. He brings wisdom to you and strength inside of you. May he strengthen you in every area of your life. You are stepping into a new identity, into a new season. Old cycles are broken today in the name of Jesus. And a new life is emerging. You just need to heal and surrender and say, Lord, I'm done with all this nonsense of the past. I'm done with bickering and moaning and complaining about people who are not serving you but are full of complaints. Just run away from negativity. Anything that is not serving you well, turn away from it for a moment so God can strengthen you so that you can be ready for the next season that God has for you. Amen. Well, enjoy the rest of our programs going forward. And I want to thank Apostle for being online here with us and sharing with us from your heart, all the way from Durban. I don't know what the weather's like. There's probably humid as usual. Here in Cape Town, it's a bit cold, but we at least don't have so much rain again. Well, we're prepared for winter right now. Apostle, would you just like to say so long to the listeners before we close?
I release God's peace and shalom upon you today, and know that Jesus is your peace. And I release the covenant of God, shalom, upon your life, your home, your family, your business, your marriage, your children. And I pray that you will prosper and succeed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening in. We love you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, family. So don't forget, you can grab a cup of coffee or get your lunch, or we can continue for our next session coming up. I'm your host, Terry Honey, and remember to love deeply, to walk in faith, and live as a couple of destiny that you were created to be. So long, and have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you, Apostle. Goodbye.
Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.